Bader Show, 1023-406-1360, 888-455-1360. Here's my question for you. As automakers realize that people care more about safety in cars, and as they are mandated over the years by the government, they are getting more and more innovative with safety features. Should a feature designed specifically for safety ever be optional? Or if it is by definition a safety feature, should automakers be required by law to just offer them on all vehicles and not give the buyer of the car an option of paying more? The current discussion is these backup cameras. The proposal on Monday from the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration was to require them in all light vehicles starting in May of 2016, and they would all have to be in there by 2 years later from that date. They cost more money. Should you be required to pay more if you don't want the feature, if you think you know how to back up and not run over a child or something on your own? Or should the government force that to you? I have two emails here. One saying it absolutely should be standard. Safety should not be an option. How about front and rear fog lights as standard? Safety should not be an option. This is a feature whose time has come and should be in all vehicles as standard equipment. Another emailer takes the completely opposite approach and says, no, it should be optional. If I want the vehicle to be safer, then I should have the option of paying for a backup camera or fog lights or whatever. There's another email, Jason, that takes Jerry. I think certain safety items should be optional. I've been driving for more than 25 years and have never been in a collision. I don't feel I need a camera installed to make me safer. Something like anti-lock brakes should be mandatory and have an impact on the handling of a vehicle. Well, that's, should they? Everything does have ABS now, doesn't it? Can you get it? I don't know if you can get a vehicle without ABS. I honestly don't know. That's another good one. If it's designed to make you safer, should you and the automaker have an option of putting it in there? Or is there something morally wrong with making people pay more to get that option? Everyone's going to pay more anyway. Gary on the road. Gary, how are you on the Jerry Bader Show?
Jerry, love you, man. Thanks for taking my call.
Yeah.
Listen, it's got to be optional only, and your emailer already hit one of my 3 points. ABS brakes, designed for safety, but I can guarantee you I can stop my vehicle faster on uneven footing without ABS brakes. I can guarantee you 100 out of 100 times I can stop it faster than ABS brakes. Now, you might lose some steering control if you don't know how to handle that, but I can do it faster than ABS brakes and better.
Okay.
Now, second point, designed for safety. Some states have mandatory helmet laws for motorcycles. Well, then, by God, they better have helmet laws inside the cars.
Well, you could. I mean, that it'd be a little difficult to drive. Then you would definitely need the backup camera. Did you have a third point?
And then backup camera was their thing. You know, some of us just happen to back into our garage. When we open the door, we can see that there's nobody there. We back in, then we can drive out.
Yeah.
Guess what? When we're driving out, we can see what's in front of us.
Right.
So there, you don't have to have it. It's a nice option.
You
don't have to have it. It should always be optional. By the way, government that's big enough to take care of everything is big enough to take away everything.
Right,
you know what I'm talking about.
Yeah, absolutely. So was it a mistake to make seatbelts and airbags mandatory? Should they be optional as well?
I believe they should be optional as well.
Interesting. Gary, thanks for the call. So you can imagine a day where you would no longer have seatbelts in the car, or safety harnesses, as we call them now. They're not just lap belts anymore. They haven't been for a long time. Brian in Green Bay. Brian, go ahead.
Morning, Jerry.
Morning.
Hey, I guess my take on it is the car should be as safe as it has to be to protect the occupants in it for what the car is capable of. I mean, obviously, the shoulder harnesses and the lap belts that you have in the cars right now wouldn't pass inspection for, you know, like NASCAR or something like that. But there again, you wouldn't need the same type of a restraint system in a passenger car as you would in a NASCAR. Would it be safer? Of course, you know, a NASCAR type safety system. There's fire suppression and everything else.
Jason made that. Hang on a second. Jason made that point off the air. Then why don't we mandate NASCAR safety level? And nobody would ever die.
I'm sorry, I didn't hear that part. But I guess you could. But I mean, is the car really capable of? I mean, it's not going to protect everyone from dying. But I mean, is it necessary? I mean, I don't think that
that's the car
is capable of. The typical passenger car is capable of utilizing a restraint system to its full advantage.
Well, you could. I mean, you could design it that way. That was Jason's look. They flip over six times and the guy walks away. Pat in Bellevue. Pat, go ahead.
Yeah, Jerry, this is very interesting. All those gadgets are really nice to have them all. I don't because I have an older car. However, do they understand the cost of replacement of such things as side mirrors that have all these gadgets built into the side mirror? I mean, it goes from $250 to $400 and some. You might as well replace the car if you damage your mirrors.
Well, that's a good point, too, because these things that you're talking about, yeah, thanks a lot for the call. You have data built in. I remember when you could start watching video on mirrors. How safe should be mandated? Remember, that's when they got rid of convertibles for a while, because they felt they were too dangerous for rollovers. I'll tell you what I think, and if you have anyone else who wants to weigh in, we'll stay on this briefly, because I have other things to get to. We'll stay on this briefly. And if you have anything, get in right away. 406-1360, 888-455-1360, it's 1030.
The Jerry Bader Show.